Monday, August 24, 2020, 5:09 a.m. I got up around 3 o'clock and I decided to paint. I painted yesterday too. Let's see. So on Thursday and Friday, I did not walk because of the smoke in the air. And the smoke's still in the air today. It's unhealthy. So just to err on the side of caution, I'm not going to walk again today till all this clears up. And on Saturday, a friend of mine that likes to, that's retired from AT&T, he likes to fly model airplanes, radio controlled model airplanes. And he belongs to some club out in Yolo County. And they have this big field and it's all open. And so he invited me and my wife and my dog, because he has the dog too, and his wife. What they planned on doing was late on Thursday, driving their motorhome out there, parking it, spending Thursday through Saturday, flying the airplane and enjoying the wide open spaces. And so we went out there on Saturday afternoon and spent the afternoon with him. He decided to cook us hamburgers. So for the first time in a long time, I ate a hamburger, which was tasted pretty good. Let's see. And the dog enjoyed himself, kind of. I told you that my dog was a rescue dog, and he had lots of problems. One of his problems, like I said, you know, he was completely shut down when we brought him home. And he didn't want, you know, he wouldn't eat in front of us or drink in front of us. So now his one big problem is that he won't drink water anywhere but in the house, in a certain spot in the house, which is now our bedroom. That's the only place he'll drink water. He can be as thirsty as heck. The kitty water could be there in the kitchen, and he won't drink it. He can be thirsty as heck outside, and we'll put his water bowl out there, and he won't drink it. So, of course, going to this radio-controlled model airplane flying site, he's not going to drink water. Although, the time before we were out there in their motorhome, he did drink the water out of the dog's bowl there, okay? And we were completely surprised. He wanted to drink the water this time, but he didn't drink it. So when we came home, the first thing he did was make a beeline for the bedroom to drink all the water that was there. Who knows how to deal with that? I don't know how to deal with that. We need the dog whisperer or something to tell us what to do. So that was pretty much that. And yesterday I got up pretty early and started to paint. And what I decided to do was I had phthalo blue, cadmium yellow, lemon light, and some kind of magenta. I forget what magenta it is. and the two whites. So I decided to change the yellow. And I went, because, you know, I've been struggling against it, kind of trying to making it work, because when you mix cadmiums with the phthalo blue leans towards the green side of blue, and cadmium yellows lean towards the orangey side of yellow. So when you put them together, it's going to be kind of a grayish color. And I try to work with that, but I decided, I think I'm more struggling with that than anything else. So I decided to change over to Hansa yellow light, and that seems to be working a lot better. So, but when I do that, now anything that shows that cadmium yellow is going to work against the rest of the painting. So I have to kind of like infuse, I have to paint all the whole painting again. But just, you know, just the light color, and some of that cadmium would probably work pretty good, depending on, you know, what I feel. So right now there's still quite a bit of it, and I really haven't I worked on some detail stuff. Well, the only detail stuff in the painting, and to try to make it seem a little bit more, well, whatever, more realistic, I guess. I don't know. But so again, like I said, I've what I'm painting I've never seen before in real life, and I'm trying to make it look real life. Okay, so. And I know I'm not going to really hit it on the mark because I've never seen it before. If I could walk up to it right now and look at it, oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing wrong, and go ahead and do something else. But I'm just kind of making this up as I go. So anyway, so that's where I'm at with the painting. I got to take a break right now. I got to do my vitals and eat some breakfast and get the day going today. I got to water the garden again. I'm not going to walk, so I have a lot more free time. I have at least another hour's time to deal with. We'll see what happens.